the Community and Family Institute, which is located in the University of Arkansas's Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice, often conducts a point-in-time census of the homeless in Northwest Arkansas. According to the 2013 census, it's estimated that on any given night, more than 2,400 people are without their own place in Benton and Washington counties. More than one half of those who are homeless in the region are 18 years old and younger. According to the census, the number of homeless youth attending school in the two largest counties in Northwest Arkansas has nearly tripled since 2007. One school district who has been bringing awareness to the issue of homelessness is the Fayetteville School District. Thursday evening, members of the Fayetteville High School Student Council will spend the night sleeping in makeshift housing on the high school's front lawn and using a fire in a barrel to stay warm as part of the annual homeless vigil. Senior Anders Bandy is FHS's Student Council President and one of about 24 students who will be sleeping outside on what looks to be a very cold Thursday evening. While members of Student Council are the ones sleeping outside, this event also serves as outreach to the community and their fellow students.
I had one person come up to me who was a student, and this was last year, and they saw what we were doing, and they were like, wow, this is crazy because I didn't realize that it's weird to see my friends out in a box, because it shows that, oh, you don't know the person next to you could be homeless. And it's kind of eye-opening for them, because they can come out and see us living like that. And they're like, oh, wow, if that was my best friend, I didn't even know it. It's kind of that experience for them.
Community members can support this initiative through monetary donations or contributions of non-perishable food items. Both will be used to help the district's Families in Transition program. According to the district's website, the Families in Transition program, with the assistance of the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, helps children and families with things like enrollment, transportation, clothing, and school meals. During the 2012-2013 school year, the district worked with about 270 students who met the guidelines for homeless under the MV Act. There are 180 students already in the program this year. Since its inception, Student Council President Anders Bandy says the homeless vigil has raised more than $100,000. This year's goal has been set at $20,000, which is a little higher than in recent years.
In the past, we hadn't been getting as much, and so we lowered our goal. And I think that we lowered our goal, and so people were like, oh, okay, they have a lower goal, we don't need to donate as much. I think if we set the goal higher, the community will help us out. I feel like they'll meet our goal and match us up there. So I feel like this year it'll be a strong year. I feel like we'll get a lot of donations.
Bandy says it's fun to talk to people who stop by and ask questions. During her sophomore year, she says KNWA meteorologist Dan Scoff stopped by around midnight and rapped for the students. Speaking of meteorology, it looks like weather will play a significant role in this year's vigil. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for Northwest Arkansas, which will remain in effect from Thursday morning through Friday afternoon. Wintry precipitation is expected on Thursday, and depending on the severity, it could affect the homeless vigil.
We are going to be careful and safe, of course. If school gets canceled for that day, if we get sent home early from school, we're going to cut off the vigil. Or if it starts to freeze while we're out there, more than just a little bit of snow, because it has snowed the year before I came to Fayetteville High School, it snowed for the vigil. So we will stay out there if there's light snow and stuff, but if it's a big storm, then we'll skip it, send home. The school won't let us do it, which is kind of nice.
If weather does force a cancellation, Bandy says they will reschedule. However, that could be tricky with finals approaching, so the vigil may have to be moved to after Christmas. Bandy is preparing for the event by obtaining a camping sleeping bag, planning on wearing lots of layers, and continuing to look for boxes that can be used for shelter. She says Tyson Foods often donates boxes, and last year some students went dumpster diving for additional cardboard boxes. This will be Bandy's third time to participate in the homeless vigil, and she says her experience has taught her several things, like you can never have too many boxes.
If they're taped, all the cracks are taped. Gets a lot warmer because there's no wind that blows through on your face at 3 o'clock in the morning that wakes you up. So if you tape all your boxes, tape every crack, make sure there's a door kind of on your box to keep it closed. Also, share like blankets with other people because like sleep close to other people. So we had our sophomore girl box 1 year and we all kind of cuddled in there and it was nice and warm.
Bandy says the event is a bit of a bonding experience for the student council because, for one thing, they want to best represent the homeless experience, so they try not to use their phones. Because of this, the students have lots of time to talk to and interact with one another. The vigil also serves as an educational experience.
Every year I learn more information about the homeless children in our district, and I've learned how crazy it is that to think about, oh, I'm going home every day, not even thinking about just going home to do my homework, whereas there's kids who don't have a home to go home to and they have to do their homework by the light in their car or something crazy like that. And it's just crazy to think about because I just take my house for granted. And then when you sleep outside in the cold, it's kind of like, wow, this is real. Like, people do this every day. So it's just kind of an enlightening experience.
Weather permitting, the Fayetteville High School Student Council will participate in the 15th annual homeless vigil on the front lawn of the school, beginning at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Local residents can make a pledge to the vigil by emailing FHS Student Council sponsor Vance Arnold at vance.arnold@fayar.net. You can also make donations at the event. More information is available at fayar.net/FHS.